At the 2012 National Agricultural Aviation Association Convention, I'm visiting with the Executive Director, Andrew Moore. Great to see you here in Savannah again. Love the weather this time, by the way. But you've got a great convention just kicking off, Andrew. Give us a little bit of preview of what we can expect at this year's conference.
Well, great seeing you as well, Chuck. Well, we just saw a great display of what's known as a fire boss, which is a converted air tractor 802 with floats. So it's used as a seat aircraft, which is a single engine air tanker, and it's used for firefighting. And what it did is we're right here in this, where the Savannah River splits two sides of Savannah from the convention center and the main side, and we saw the fire boss swoop down, pick up water in its floats, and then dump it through its hopper. And that's what it does. It collects water to combat fires.
High degree of interest from these folks. I can't imagine why.
Yeah, well, it is. We've got probably, looks like we'll probably have 1,600 to 1,700 people here. So right now, what we're looking at is probably 1,000 people watching this demonstration. Everyone's very excited about it. It's a great way to start the convention. But just to continue on some of the other things, we have over 152 exhibitors here. Trade show starts tomorrow at noon, and a whole range of products, services, and equipment for the aerial application industry, from crop protection product manufacturers to aircraft insurance to aircraft manufacturers themselves, and all the parts that go in between and services that go in between. So that starts tomorrow at 12. A lot of great interest. We have a new aircraft that's entering the market in the United States by Laviasa. It's a Pawnee. Piper used to make the Pawnee. Now they have license to make Pawnees, and it's a great small aircraft trainer. It's one thing that's kind of missing is a training aircraft that's been that's currently being produced. And you can use this Pawnee as either a turbine aircraft. It can be converted into a turbine aircraft, which is the a little more powerful engine, which is for more advanced veteran pilots, or you can have a smaller piston engine in it, which allows for a good trainer aircraft, a slower aircraft for new people coming into the industry, which is an issue that we're working on to try to bring new pilots into the industry. Our average age for a pilot is early to mid-50s. So, you know, currently we're going to need a new breed coming in to take over these veteran pilots, and this is a great way to do that.
Speaking of a great way to do that, I think that's, you maybe you were going there, this morning we saw the presentation of the NAAA and BASF scholarships, another way to kind of help folks get into this industry.
Absolutely. BASF has been a great partner with the agricultural aviation industry for years, and one of their ways of helping us as an industry is offering a scholarship. We offer two scholarships for two incoming, basically two people that are interested in being ag pilots. And the scholarship is to help pay their way through ag aviation or aerial application pilot schools. So they've been doing that. This is their third year. So really appreciate BASF not only supporting the industry, but supporting its longevity, because this is the future of our industry, and everyone's, the amount of scholarship entries that we get every year is growing, so and people really appreciate it, and certainly appreciate the long-term vision that BASF has for the industry.
Well, as you look at the program, which will really get into full swing tomorrow, I know we've got a general session, then of course the trade show and other activities. Let's look at that general session, because it sounds like you've got a pretty unique presentation plan for that with this mock trial.
Yes. Two different aspects of the general session. One will be kind of how we're now dealing with a new fairly burdensome regulation on our industry with NPDES, pesticide general permits under the Clean Water Act. that went into effect about a year ago. So we have Dr. John Thorne with Berkinson and Campbell Law Firm in Washington providing a overview of how it's burdening our industry, but also how you can make sure you understand the regulation and comply with it. It's a duplicative regulation because all crop protection products are registered for water safety under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. Now you have a duplicative regulation under the Clean Water Act and having to get these permits. But John's going to be there to explain, you know, how the first year under the permit has gone and how to continue to make sure that you abide by it. And then secondly, yes, we have a mock drift trial. It's basically going to be an actual real drift case that took place in the Southern Plains a few years back, and really how aerial applicators can not only prepare themselves in the event that they are facing litigation in regards to an off-target application, but how to prevent from being in one of those off-target application situations, so you don't have to take it to the court level, so it doesn't come to the court level. And the other interesting thing about it is that they've had a focus group, which is basically they've filmed a jury. They've already provided the cases to the jury to see how basically the average juror in America sees these aerial application cases, these off-target application cases. And so our industry, our members can kind of see how we're portrayed and if it's to work with it to improve our professionalism.
Well, we're seeing a lot of attempts. One of those with the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance to reach out to the non-farm public, but that has included them doing research on, like you said, how do they see those in the ag industry. There have been some eye openers with some of that research, and it sounds like just, you know, like all aspects of the agriculture industry in the aviation sector, it's really no different there. So that'll be interesting. Looking at, you know, questions that people always ask, as far as attendance this year and stuff, how's it all looking?
Excellent. We have grown our convention every year, as mm-hmm. well as our membership, probably on average by about 3%. So the number of conventioners we have this year compared to how many we had in Las Vegas in 2011 has grown. Vegas grew from how many we had in Savannah in 2010. So we're very pleased, which is good. I mean, we offer a lot of networking opportunities, but a lot of great substantive educational programs to enhance our professionalism, to enhance our environmental stewardship, and our aerial applicators are really embracing that. So it's a very positive indication.
Well, we're very happy to once again have BASF supporting our coverage, the ability to be here, because we had never had that opportunity before. And I've learned that these aerial applicators like to have a little bit of fun while they're here, too. It's not all education and, you know, demonstrations.
All responsible fun, yes, yes. We had a great golf tournament yesterday. Savannah is just has great restaurants. It's rich in history. As we're speaking, you and I, Chuck, are watching this behemoth of a cargo ship travel down this up the Savannah River to be unloaded. It's just such a visually amazing city, and we're happy to be here not only to add to our professionalism, but like you said, to enjoy ourselves.
Well, looking forward to my time that I can spend here. That's Andrew Moore. He's executive director for the NAAA, and we're visiting here in Savannah, Georgia. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.